Time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, we have patchy, dense fog early this morning that should burn off quickly after the sun comes up. Later today, sunny with a high of 85. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. House Bill 391, a bill that includes the newest proposal to increase the state's fuel tax and vehicle registration fees, has passed the House's executive committee and is ready for a floor vote. State Representative Darren Bailey, appearing on the Community Connection yesterday, says the bill actually began as a Medicaid bill.
So when I first heard about this, and I called my communications people, and I said, hey, I'm hearing some things about 391. They told me, well, no, it's a Medicaid bill, and there's nothing. It's just language. Well, sure enough, it was a shell bill, and it does contain the full gas tax increase, license increase, and license plate increases. So that has come out of the executive committee. So that's sitting there, ready to go to the House floor.
Bailey said it isn't uncommon for bills to start as one thing, then have other measures thrown in at a later time.
There are over 6,000 bills between, there's like 3,800 bills in the House that have been proposed, and there's 2,800 bills in the Senate that's been proposed. Out of those, probably a good third, maybe even close to half, are called technical bills. And these silly things just get stacked up, and they all, maybe a period got missed. Maybe
there's a word that got misspelled, word that got left out. So these are technical bills. And so they just sit there, they really don't have to be changed, but that's the purpose of them. You can take them at the last minute, you can gut them, and you can add anything you want, and then throw them back in. And it's up to us to catch, what changes have been made.
The gasoline tax would jump from 19 to 44 cents under the proposal, and vehicle registration fees would increase $50 for passenger vehicles. All driver's license fees would double. Bailey joined other Republican legislators in opposing the increases, saying the state doesn't need to raise taxes after receiving $1.5 billion more than expected last month. More news next.
Hi, this is Jeff Stanley from Clayton Homes here in Fairfield. I'd like to invite everyone out for our spring blowout sale. If you are thinking about a new home, you really need to check out our selection of beautiful homes on display. Clayton Homes of Fairfield is a locally operated business with all local employees and contractors. We have many floor plans available to custom order. We will beat any competitor's deal and offer world-class service after the sale. Quality manufactured homes at a great price. That's Clayton Homes, 2 miles south of Fairfield on Route 45.
Since 1999, Cook Funeral Chapel has been helping families in this area during their time of loss. Each family is unique with different needs, and the staff at Cook Funeral Chapel understands that. They will work with you to provide a dignified and caring service that will honor the life of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel also offers a variety of pre-need plans that can be tailored to fit your specific needs. Cook Funeral Chapel, with 3 locations to serve you, Carmi, Grayville, and Crossville.
In other news, farmers who have failed acreage for 2019 wheat or other crops must report the acreage to the Wayne Edwards County Farm Service Agency office before disposing of the crop. According to the FSA office, affected farmers should first file a Form FSA 578, then complete a CCC 576 report. The FSA can also accept crop insurance data as evidence that the disaster was timely reported, as long as the crop insurance report was completed prior to the crop being disposed of. Failed acreage is acreage that was timely planted with the intent to harvest, but because of disaster-related conditions, the crop failed before it could be brought to harvest. Before replanting failed acreage to a different crop, farmers must report the failed crop to FSA or crop insurance prior to disposing of the crop. Anyone with questions should contact the Wayne Edwards Farm Service Agency at 842-7602. The office is located at 23 Industrial Drive in Fairfield. New Hope General Baptist Church recognized the recipients of their third annual scholarship at a recent morning service. Levi Belangi, Miranda Kenchelo, and David Harrell were each awarded a $3,000 scholarship. Belangi will be attending Murray State University in Kentucky, and Kenchelo will be attending Missouri Baptist University. Harrell will be taking classes from Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in North Carolina. The New Hope Church Scholarship Fund was established in 2016 to support post-secondary educational opportunities to qualifying current members of New Hope Church or a church in the Union Grove Association, graduating high school seniors from Wayne County, or university, college, or technical school students. Ed Patton, lead instructor for the Frontier Community College Electrical Distribution Systems Program, retired from FCC last Friday after 11 years of service. Patton was hired as a lab assistant for the EDS program in the fall of 2008, alongside lead instructor Steve Rafferty. He was recruited for the position by Rafferty, as the two had worked together at Mount Carmel Public Utility Company. Patton was a lineman at MCPU for 23 years until his retirement in 2007. Patton became the lead instructor for the EDS program in 2014. Over the past 11 years, he has seen over 120 students graduate from the one-year program. Several alumni have since become linemen and tree trimmers within the Southern Illinois region. Patton said he is excited for the future of the program and was grateful for the time spent at the college. He resides in Mount Carmel with his wife, Lois. They have three children, five grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. The village of Wayne City will be flushing fire hydrants May 20th through May 24th. Village residents might experience periods of discolored water and pressure fluctuations. This will include the village of Keynes. This week is National Hospital and National Skilled Care Nursing Week, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital has been celebrating with events each day at the hospital and its clinics. For National Hospital Week, events include free meals from the FMH Cafe, free snow cones from Sweet Annie's Shaved Ice, and homemade cotton candy made by FMH IT Director Brad August. The facility-wide cookout will be tomorrow. For National Skilled Care Nursing Week, skilled care unit staff have come up with a variety of activities, and photos from the daily events may be found on the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Facebook page. The hospital's administration and board of directors would like to thank the over 330 employees for their dedication to positively influence the health of those served by the hospital's various departments. Temperatures are expected to be on the rise for the last half of May for most of Illinois.
Going through the rest of May, it looks pretty average to likely to be slightly above average on the temperatures. So we don't see many cool days ahead, more of your typical second half of May type temperatures. At times, you'll start feeling the humidity a little more, which is common for in May. And we'll also have to watch when these systems come through for any type of severe weather. There's nothing, no specific thing on the severe weather outlook at this point, but that certainly becomes a factor as we work our way into May as well.
That's meteorologist Eric Schmidt with EJS Weather in Newton. He says dew points will also be increasing this month.
Especially the second half of May is when we start seeing the 60-degree dew points creep this far north, and certainly that can add to the severe potential once we get stronger fronts to come through the area. Makes it more unstable when it's a little warmer. So certainly that will add to it.
Schmidt says there will likely be intermittent rain shower activity for the remainder of the month as well. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is embracing recommendations from an independent report on the agency. Kim Howard has the story.
Governor Pritzker says DCFS's Intact Family Services program will be getting an overhaul. A report from the University of Chicago's Chapin Hall found that because of the agency's heavy emphasis on keeping families together, children are sometimes left in very dangerous situations.
I'm committing the full force of this office to this work. This agency and the children under its care were neglected for years. That changes right now.
Governor Pritzker says some changes are already underway, such as reviewing the most pressing cases and retraining caseworkers. Others will be made over the next several months. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Today's crude oil price is $55. That's up 25 cents from yesterday. The June crude oil price is $62.48. And the guests today on the Community Connection will be Megan Black and Julie Bryant with Frontier Community College. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. On Morning Coffee, Mark Turner and Mike Dreith will welcome Christy Horning. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's about quality care. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Rothrock Auction will have a public auction for Helen Balding Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m. Follow the signs on Route 130 at the West Salem Crossroads. There will be antiques and collectibles, furniture, 2 Honda 4-tracks, 125 four-wheelers, lots of shop and lawn and garden, including a Craftsman 4500 riding mower with a 60-inch deck. For more information and photos, visit rothrockauction.com. Plan to attend this auction on Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m., just west of the West Salem Crossroads. Rothrock Auctions, Mark Rothrock, Auction.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 63-year-old McLeansboro resident Ann Rankin died at 6:20 p.m. on Tuesday at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. She was a retired florist. Ann Rankin is survived by 2 daughters, Amy Glenn of McLeansboro and Abby Sanders of West Frankfort, 3 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, 1 sister, Mary Douglas of Tyler, Texas, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Ann Rankin will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Hickory Hill Cemetery in Walpole. Visitation will be held on Friday, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 60-year-old Springerton resident Kenneth G. K.O. Owings died at Fairfield Memorial Hospital on Tuesday morning. He was a longtime area-wide carpenter. Kenneth Owings is survived by his daughter, Brandy Walters, 2 grandchildren, sisters Vicki Allen and Vonnie Ferris, and his girlfriend, Tina Kurt. Funeral services for Kenneth Owings will be held at noon on Saturday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to time of service. Memorials are suggested to the family to help defray funeral expenses. 81-year-old Geraldine Jerry Knight, formerly of Flora, died Monday night at Evergreen Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Effingham. She had operated several businesses in Flora. Jerry Knight is survived by her stepson, Dennis Knight of Fairfield, 1 nephew, 2 nieces, and a sister-in-law, Mildred Grubb. funeral services for Jerry Knight will be held at 3 o'clock p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Elmwood Cemetery. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to time of service at the funeral home. Memorial donations are suggested to any charity of the donor's choice, and they will be accepted through the funeral home. 77-year-old Brookston, Indiana resident Elizabeth Ann Liz McCary Weatherwax, formerly of Fairfield, died on Monday at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Lafayette, Indiana. She worked as a secretary at Wainwright Electric and Alva Davis Oil in Fairfield. Liz Weatherwax is survived by her husband, Dave Weatherwax, of Brookston, Indiana, one daughter, Tina Turner, of Fairfield, one granddaughter, and two great-grandchildren. A memorial service for Liz Weatherwax will be held on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at Lebanon North CP Church in rural Fairfield. 64-year-old Johnsonville resident Clifford Sims died last Thursday at his home. He was a truck driver for G&P Trucking. Clifford Sims is survived by his sister, Terry Hacker of Johnsonville, one nephew, two nieces, and six great-nieces and nephews. Cremation of Clifford Sims will take place at a later date. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home of Cisney is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Jeff resident Mary Jane Robertson Brown died on Monday at Aperion Care in Fairfield. She had worked for 29 years as a nurse's aide in various local nursing homes. Mary Jane Brown is survived by one son, Fred Paul of Corpus Christi, Texas, one daughter, Tina Bailey of Cisney, two brothers, Billy Robertson of Fairfield and Harold Robertson of Jeff, two sisters, Pat Legg and Leela Garrison, and one sister-in-law, Beverly Robertson, all of Sims, three grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Jane Brown will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Interment will follow in Union Cemetery. A visitation will be held this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 85. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. High school baseball from yesterday at the Class 2A Anna Jonesboro Regional. Harrisburg defeats El Dorado 8-0. In Class 1A at NCOE, Woodlawn over Grayville 13-3. And in Oblong, South Central defeats Red Hill 4-2.
The Milwaukee Bucks closed the game with a 10-0 run to beat Toronto 108-100 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 24 points.
You can see how the team responded. I think the team did a great job just playing hard and responding the right way. I think we need games like this because not every game going to be a blowout. Not every game going to be easy.
Game 2 is in Milwaukee Friday night. Tonight it's Portland at Golden State. In Game 2 of the Western Conference Final, the Warriors up 1-0. In the NHL, Erik Karlsson scored 5:23 into overtime, and San Jose beat St. Louis 5-4 to take a 2-1 lead to the Western Conference Final. Karlsson says he didn't think his game-winning goal should have been wiped out because of a hand pass by teammate Timo Meier.
We weren't playing handball, were we? So we're playing hockey. I think, we deserve to win this game. And at the end of the day, I think that neither team drew the shortest stick on any of the calls out there. So it's a fair game.
Game 4 Friday night in St. Louis. Tonight, Boston to Carolina. The Bruins looking for a sweep. This is SRN Sports. In the National League, Milwaukee scored 3 times in the third to beat Philadelphia 5-2. Brewers starting winning pitcher Gio Gonzalez, who allowed 1 run over 5 1/3, says he's enjoying his second stint with the club.
It's all thanks to the team, the organization, you know, counts doing a great job, the whole coaching staff. But we're collectively having fun together, so that's the most important. It's not individual stuff.
Gonzalez is 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA. Arizona clobbered Pittsburgh 11-1. Cincinnati at Chicago 6-5-10. It was Washington 5-1 over New York. Atlanta 4, St. Louis nothing. Los Angeles 2, San Diego nothing. Finals from the American League. Minnesota outslugged the LA Angels 8-7. New York took a doubleheader from Baltimore 5-3-3-1. Houston beat Detroit 5-1. It was Texas 6-1 over Kansas City. The Interleague Finals, San Francisco 4, Toronto 3. Tampa Bay 1-0 over Miami. Boston went to 10 innings to edge Colorado 6-5. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
On the schedule today in high school girls track, Jacqueline Sims of FCHS competes in the high jump at the Class 1A State Track and Field Meet. In boys track, the FCHS boys run at the DuQuoin Sectional today. High school baseball, Class 2A Carmi-White County Regional. 4:30 p.m., Johnston City plays Mount Carmel. At 6:30, FCHS takes on Edwards County. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. In Class 1A at Gallatin County, Wayne City takes on Carrier Mills Stoneford at 4:30. At the North Clay Regional, North Clay plays Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran. The Sisney-Odin game, originally scheduled for today, that's been postponed to tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. At NCOE, NCOE plays Galatia. High school softball today at the Class 2A Hamilton County Regional. Edwards County plays Carmi-White County. In 1A at Alvarado, NCOE plays Crab Orchard. Also in 1A at South Central, Red Hill plays St. Omo Brownstown. Major League Baseball tonight, Cardinals play in Atlanta. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 5:25 p.m. Cubs in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. White Sox start a series in Chicago against Toronto. That is a Thursday check of sports. Sunshine today. Patchy, dense fog early this morning, though, with a high 85. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, high 88. Mostly sunny, high 85 on Saturday. For Sunday, scattered showers, high 78. And for Monday, partly cloudy skies with a high 75. Overnight low was 54. Yesterday's high, 66. 28 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall yesterday at the WFIW studios. Currently, humidity at 100%. Winds are calm. The pressure at 29.98. As I said, patchy dense fog expected this morning until the sun burns it off, but it is expected to have visibility a quarter mile or less, so be very careful as you head out and about. Right now, we do have that fog and 54 at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield.